Auckland, 100.6 FM.
Radio Live.
Share your world with the world. 0800 723 465.
0800 Radio Live.
Hi, welcome back. It's Keith Stewart here on Radio Live, and I have Vinny on the line. Vinny, good evening.
G'day, Keith. How are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Vinny Eastwood here.
Yep.
I just got to say, I love your callers tonight, mate, and I love how you've been letting them all speak. You're a host with true grace.
I don't know about grace.
Oh, well, at least a little bit. You know you do. Speaking of grace, that old orange juice from Brazil with the sprays on it business.
Yeah.
And the previous point you made is that we should know that there's something in it. You know, it should be on the front page of the papers, that kind of thing. But I've got an even bigger problem, Keith. There's something in my everything.
Well, that's true. That is true.
Everything's poison.
You realize that there is the revolution has already started, though. Because people have been waiting for a long time for either government or food producers to get real about honest labelling. And neither of them have. And now a group in Australia, a group of health researchers, has developed an app for your mobile phone, and it'll tell you how healthy the food is you're buying in the supermarket. So you just buzz the food through the through the phone application, and it will tell you whether it's healthy or whether it's not.
Oh, well, so much for education. Now we've got technology.
Well, the thing is, this sidesteps all the crap that the food producers put on the back label to confuse you. You know, I mean, sometimes you need a degree in biotechnology to work out what the heck is going on in your food. You know, the list is sometimes longer than my arm.
Well, the point is, if it's got anything on the list that you don't know what it is, don't freaking eat it.
Well, that's right. Absolutely.
I'm going to my sister's tomorrow, and she brought down some home kale from my other sister who lives up north. You know, she's married to a lovely farmer, and they killed a sheep, and we're going to eat some of it tomorrow for lunch. And under this new food bill, that's going to be illegal, or you're going to have a license.
That's right.
And people are going to wonder, you know, why is this food bill so crazy? Three words: follow the money. What major agribusiness would stand to benefit from everybody having to have draconian legislation enforced on them? What about Monsanto?
Well, exactly.
The creators of Agent Orange, which is responsible for so much birth defects and cancer, and they've just bought the largest private mercenary force in the world, Blackwater, renamed Z because Blackwater's got a bad name. So these two, you can see how great these two companies' ethics are.
Yeah.
All right? And on top of that, we've got this genetically modified corn that they've got going on. And when it blows into somebody's field in the States, they send Monsanto workers over there to test for it. And if they find their corn is growing there, they take the person's farm. And they've been taking lots of them.
You know, the worst thing about this, Vinny, is that under the food bill, in future, the food safety officers could be employees of Monsanto.
Well, why do you think they just bought Blackwater? Because they know this legislation's going through. That's why nobody knows about it. That's why it's not all over the media, because there are powerful forces at work here. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I believe that powerful people use their power and influence to gain more power and influence. I think that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I think that is reasonable. However, I also believe we can stop it.
Absolutely, because the only way for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing, and I plan to do absolutely everything within my considerable power to expose these scum, and let's call a spade, these people are scum, they have no good intentions, they have a bad track record, we don't want them.
Fair call, Vinny. I think that's a fair call, and I hope you are successful. I hope we all are successful. I think we have to make sure that this food bill is kept on the back foot until it fails completely. 0800 723 465. I'll be back in just a second.